Again, it's up to Skopje, it's up to the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. I mean, we have done everything to support these processes. We have come with this idea of a high-level accession dialogue, which we have started last year, and I have to say that it has brought good results, the involvement of the Prime Minister and his government in the reform process. We have been able to bring the European agenda again sort of to the mainstream of the public discussion in that country. But at the same time, there has been this unfortunate incident, 24th of December. We have helped to broken an agreement the 1st of March to get out from that political stalemate. And I'm rather concerned to see that this agreement is not yet fully implemented. The crucial element, the Commission of Inquiry, is still not there. And in the absence of that, I'm asking myself what it says about the strengths of the democratic institutions in that country. At the same time, we have seen an intensification of the process to address the name issue of that country. I hope very much that the recent proposals of Mr. Nimitz, as representing the Secretary General of the United Nations in that UN-led process, that it would bring a certain results within the short period of the time. All those issues I'm talking about, and I could talk also about the relationship with Bulgaria, you know, all those issues would contribute to the positive decisions in June, but the ball is on the side of Skopje.